North Canaan Railroad Days is coming up on August 6th and goes until August the 9th. And here to talk to us about the activities and events that will be happening during that period is Jen Crane, who is the chairperson of the North Canaan Events Committee. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Hi, thank you.
The Railroad Days will start off on August the 6th. Tell us what's on the calendar for the 6th of August.
We traditionally kick off with the community picnic. It's a free event. It's held right in the front of the Canaan Union Depot, which is the big yellow building in downtown North Canaan. We treat it as kind of meet your neighbors. There's live music. Both museums will be open. Lindell's Grills, Small Bites. The Canaan Kids Art Space and Whistle Pig Books are doing a pop-up, so they're going to have a kid activity. NBT Bank is bringing in an ice cream truck, so they will give away free ice cream. It's pretty low-key, just a social for everyone to come out and kind of celebrate the beginning of Railroad Days.
And that's from 5:30 to 7, Thursday the 6th. And the festivities continue on Friday the 7th. What's on the schedule for that day?
So there's a lot going on. The museums will both be open. That is the New England Accordion Museum and the Train Museum. We have a train-themed story hour happening at the Douglas Library at 10:30. The major thing that is going on in town is we close down that parking lot in front of the Canaan Union Depot, and we turn it into a vendor market. It is the Railroad Days Night Market from 6 to 9. There's a variety of different vendors that will be there selling their wares, and some of our local businesses are staying open late as well, so it's a great time to go shopping in North Canaan.
Now, it also says here that the train comes into town that evening.
Yes. There's a lot of moving parts in getting the trains here and staged for Saturday. So there's a lot of photographers that like to capture that opportunity. I can't verify a time frame because there are so many moving parts to make that happen. But that's when they typically roll in.
And
there's also live music that night.
So then we have Saturday. So now when the train is there on Saturday, can people board the locomotive and look at it close up, or what happens with that?
It's not a single train. We pretty much fill, and I mean fill, the railroad track behind the depot. And that's a lot of different units that will go onto those tracks. So could be a dining car, could be locomotives, it could be a passenger car. And yes, you definitely get to climb on board. There's picture taking. There's also museums that will be present. Some museums are just telling you about different train activities and different things promoting their museum. Some places are vending and have things for sale. And it's pretty much an all-day thing. Between the museums being open, we also have the YMCA run, which is a traditional Railroad Days thing. So that takes off from the Bunny McGuire Park and goes throughout town. Again, our museums are open. We have the trains out back. We have the vendors. There's also a walking tour, and those that have not partaked on the History Center's walking tour with Catherine Boughton, that is like, it's really incredible what you will learn. And I feel you can take that walking tour numerous times and learn something new each time, because depending on who else might be on the tour with you and the questions, because it's a very interactive tour, the questions that get asked, you get to learn all of this really neat information regarding the buildings and people that have been here before us in town. And it's really incredible. So she does two walking tours. She does one on Saturday and one on Sunday. They're both at 11 o'clock. They depart from the History Center, which is across the street from NBT Bank and the library. And then the History Center will be open after each walking tour.
Yeah, you've got quite a nice collection of a history museum, the train museum, the accordion museum, all packed into one place. I'd forgotten all about the train museum, and I love trains. So you're going to have essentially a small train on the back side of the depot for people to check out in person.
It's not a small train. They're trains from different companies. So Berkshire Scenic Railroad will come down. The Housatonic Railroad will be there. So it's a big collaboration amongst all the different trains. So it's equipment that isn't typically in town for you to get to see.
I'll have to come over and check that out. On Sunday, the 9th, we continue.
The trains depart Yes, it's very sad. The trains depart. And again, another great photo opportunity. It's amazing how many train buffs are out there and want to take pictures of them moving by the different landscapes, the different buildings. We welcome them. It's just so fun to see what trains bring in. So we have the trains departing. We have the museums that will be open. We have that second walking tour. We are having a free movie. It's a Disney classic, Dumbo. Again, trying to keep with the train theme. And NBT Bank has graciously sponsored that. And then later in the afternoon is Groovin' at the Depot, which is a monthly event that takes place at the Accordion Museum with live music. And it's not just accordions. So basically, if you play an instrument or if you like to sing along or if you just want to come and watch. It's a really great opportunity to like hear some music from around the world, depending on what the instruments are. Just a really fun time.
I like jams like that because you never know who's going to show up or what's going to happen. And they always usually tend to be a lot of fun. A lot more
They
fun than
are.
something that's already pre-lit. This is like not a stage thing. It just happened.
It's not a concert. People perform 3 to 5 songs depending on the length of the song. It's different every single time because it's totally based on who shows up. And yeah, I mean, sometimes people that literally just meet that day play together. It's so cool.
It is. So if you're looking for fun, August 6th through August 9th, you'll want to go to the North Canaan Railroad Days. You will see trains coming into town, trains hanging out in town. There'll be history tours, there'll be live music. There are so many things that and each day is a very busy day from Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So it's a good place to go. August 6th through the 9th, North Canaan Railroad Days. We've been talking with Jen Crane, who is the chairperson. Anything further to add?
Yes, we have a lot of local dining in North Canaan, and we are setting up the wing that the Accordion Museum, the former brewery, was in. In that deck, we're going to put tables and chairs for eating. So if you'd like to get takeout food from any of our local restaurants, you're more than welcome to enjoy the atmosphere and live music or just, be able to look at the trains. So any of those days, we're going to have tables and chairs set up there for people to be able to dine. On Saturday, we are bringing in a food truck just to kind of handle all those extra people that come in. But again, we have Trackside Tacos in walking distance, Roma's Pizzeria, Teo's Tacos. Right around the corner, there's Industry and Old School Deli. So there's definitely a lot of restaurants within walking distance that you can bring your food back and you can enjoy the atmosphere.
All right. Well, that's North Canaan Railroad Days once again, August 6th through the 9th. For more information, visit NorthCananEventCommittee.org. Thank you so much, Jen, and good luck with the trains.
Thank you so much.